This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Afghanistan's embattled president left the country Sunday, joining his fellow citizens and foreigners in a stampede fleeing the advancing Taliban and signaling the end of a 20-year attempt aimed at remaking Afghanistan. The Taliban, which for hours had been in the outskirts of Kabul, announced soon after they would move further into a city gripped by panic throughout the day as helicopters raced overhead to evacuate personnel from the U.S. Embassy. The head of the Afghan National Reconciliation Council confirmed in an online video President Ashraf Ghani fled the country, saying, quote, "The former president of Afghanistan left Afghanistan, leaving the country in this difficult situation," adding, quote, "God should hold him accountable." The Taliban seized nearly all of Afghanistan in just over a week, a stunning rout of the country despite the billions of dollars spent by the U.S. and NATO over nearly two decades to build up Afghan security forces. Just days earlier, an American military assessment estimated it'd be up to a month before the capital would come under insurgent pressure. A powerful magnitude 7.2 earthquake added to the misery in Haiti, killing at least 304 people, injuring at least 1,800 others, and destroying hundreds of homes, leaving those without shelter to sleep on soccer fields. People in the Caribbean island nation rushed into the streets to seek safety and to help rescue those trapped in the rubble of collapsed homes, hotels, and other structures. Saturday's earthquake struck the southwestern part of the hemisphere's poorest nation, almost razing some towns and triggering landslides that hampered rescue efforts in two of the hardest-hit communities. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of protesters in cars and on bikes massed in Bangkok's central shopping district Sunday, one of several mobile rallies across Thailand demanding the prime minister resign over his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The kingdom is grappling with its worst outbreak so far, registering record number of daily infections each week as hospitals struggle to cope. A sluggish vaccine rollout coupled with financial woes from weeks-long restrictions on businesses has fanned anger at the prime minister's administration. Sparked by concerns about public gatherings spreading the virus, protesters have in recent weeks turned to organize massive car convoys at major intersections and clogging up Bangkok's already traffic-choked streets. Thousands turned up in the cars and motorbikes Sunday in at least three rallies across the Thai capital, with the largest near Bangkok's gleaming shopping malls empty in recent weeks. Lebanese authorities and medics said Sunday a fuel tank blast in Lebanon killed 28 people and injured nearly 80 others, scolding a crowd that was clamoring for gasoline in the crisis-hit country. The nighttime tragedy in the country's remote north overwhelmed medical facilities and added new misery to a nation already beset by an economic crisis and severe fuel shortages that have crippled hospitals and caused long power cuts. It revived bitter memories of the enormous explosion at the Beirut port last August that killed more than 200 people and destroyed swaths of the capital. The military said a fuel tank that had been, quote, confiscated by the army to distribute to citizens exploded just before 2 a.m. local time on Sunday. Soldiers were among those hurt. The army began raiding gas stations Saturday to curb hoarding by suppliers following a central bank decision to scrap fuel subsidies. A Malaysian minister says the country's embattled leader will offer his resignation to the king Monday, potentially ending his 17-month-old government and plunging the country into fresh turmoil. Malaysia's prime minister has faced mounting pressure to step aside after losing his parliamentary majority and over his administration's handling of a worsening coronavirus outbreak. There has been speculation that should he step down, a new government would be formed without elections due to concerns that polls could worsen the virus outbreak. But with no clear successor as prime minister, there are likely to be days of political turmoil in Malaysia. And Nigerian authorities on Sunday imposed a curfew in parts of a central state a day after a suspected Christian militia attacked a convoy of 90 Muslims, killing at least 23. Northwest and central Nigeria has for years struggled with violence between mainly Muslim nomadic herders and Christian farmers over resources, water, and land. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.